Now you can listen to Framed on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and all other podcast listening platforms.
If you're listening to this, you have been framed.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Framed. Welcome to another episode of Framed. It is wonderful to have you here on the show today. Wonderful to have you listening to us, listening to my soothing voice. It's wonderful. It's incredible. Smell that? Yes, that's Christmas in the air. Yes, I know. Christmas has ended a few days ago, but we are still celebrating Christmas. So Merry Christmas to you and wonderful New Year. So today on the show, we are doing something slightly different. The segment or the show has been divided into two segments. That is the Shadow Sessions. Wow, I just blew that again, didn't I? Well, the show has been divided into two segments. That is the monologue section and, you of course, yes, the Shadow section. Yes. So in the Shadow section, I would be giving out a few shout outs to few selected wonderful people that have supported the podcast over this few months, over the time we've started this till now. I mean, it's been wonderful. The support has been massive. So I'm just going to give a few shout outs to few wonderful people that have been super, super supportive. People that have left their reviews in the review section and have given us some few 5 stars and have left, you know, wonderful comments and remarks. Charlie, we appreciate you guys. From everybody at the studio and us, Charlie, we love you guys. So I'm not going to waste too much time. I mean, I'm so excited. I'm super, super excited. I'm super, super pumped for the new year. Super, super pumped. Yeah. All right. I'm going to see you at the end of the episode. If you're new here, kindly subscribe and leave us a comment. Review, Charlie. Your review might just be read sometime in the new year. So please leave us a review. And I'll see you at the end of the episode. This year is Framed.
...2020 promised to be a good year. A year of opportunities. A year of change. A year of less dumb shit. He counted down to 2020 from 2019. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We counted with high hopes and aspirations, chest puffed, heads held high, arms open wide, ready to receive good stuff, ready to take on the year. Investments made, deals signed, gears prepared for an awesome year. For a year we all hoped would be the best of our lives. But boy, were we wrong. Boy, was I wrong. A wise person once said that you can only criticize something in retrospect. Well, tell that to fucking 2020. Pulling one stunt after another. One surprise after another. Heck, I wouldn't be surprised if aliens appeared tomorrow morning. The year started off as a pretty, pretty good year with fireworks and excitement. We desperately waited to get out of 2019. get away from all the dumb shit. We are sorry, 2019. We are very sorry. We didn't know.
Tonight, these apocalyptic
January 2020. Fires began, burning at least 42.02 million acres of land in Australia alone. A terrible sight to behold. And then there were locusts, like a fucking plague of the end of the world. And then the big one hit. Fucking pandemic. No one saw this coming. Not even the greatest prophets. Cities locked down. Borders closed. And the toilet paper. All the toilet paper. Gone. People hoarding toilet paper. Like it was gold. Fucking toilet paper. Enough toilet paper to wipe an entire stadium of shit. Not something you'd want to imagine. But just think about it. An entire stadium of shit. Even in this disaster of no toilet paper, people found a way to entertain themselves. With the fucking outbreak of trends on TikTok. Or is it TikTok? Well, we don't know. Trends like I'm a Savage. Who could forget that? Making his dance even in our sleeps. Or was it just me? I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet, sassy, moody, nasty, acting stupid, very stupid. What was happening to the people of the world? Don't. Black people standing for themselves, standing up against racism, an eye-opener to many, even to me. The Black Lives Matter movement still stands, and I stand as a black man against racism. Shortly after this movement came another mindless trend, the Don't Leave Me challenge. Boy, Josh Too Funny is a crazy man. Boy, are there so many crazy people in the world. I have always wanted to try it, so here is mine. If you write a venue on top of a roof, does that make it an application? 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 Exactly. Dumb shit. Well, Africa wasn't left out in the protest against oppression and police brutality. The Ansar's movement was at an all-time high. Fucking SARS. Beating their own people. All in the name of what? So-called law enforcement. God save us all. But that did not stop us. That did not stop creators from being who they are. That did not stop you from surviving. That did not stop you from being yourself. You've made it this far, and that's good. You survived all this dumb shit, and you were here listening to my voice. You've achieved something. Although you are still fat, still skinny, you are still good, and that's okay. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. You are beautiful the way you are. You have wonderful works. Believe in yourself. That's all that matters. 2021 will be a good year. 2021 will be a year better than 2020. I hope so. I really hope. Be a better version of yourself. Thank you for listening to my voice. I'll see you in 2021.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening to that short summary of the entire year. We actually left out a little bit of stuff that happened within the year. A few things that happened. Maybe you recall those stuff, but we just had to leave them out because they weren't exactly, how do I say this, beneficial or going to have any impact at all. So, I mean, they're cool stuff. I mean, interesting stuff we could talk about, but not here, not right now. So thank you so much for listening to that. And, 2020 has been a very long year, very, very long year. But, you know, we survived. You survived. You made it this far. You're the best. You're the dawn. You are amazing. God, come on. You deserve a round of applause. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So, quickly, we move on into the shout-out segment. The shout-out segment is a quick and short one because we have only three people. We are shouting now because, yes, we have only three reviews. Yes, that's right. You leave review and we will read it as a shout out. Exactly. So, the first person on our list is none other than Safwo Williams. Safwo Williams, how far? So, we're going to read her first. You know, actually, she was the very first person to leave a review on this podcast from Apple Podcast. Yes, she was the very first person. So, her name is Saf the Creative. And she left this 5-star review. Thank you so much. Wow. Thank you so much. And her review was amazing content. Chef. I don't know what that emoji is called. Anyways, so amazing content. Here for this all the way. And some interesting emojis with an explosive emoji, I think. Thank you so much, Safwo Williams. We appreciate you so much. I think sometime we'll have you on the studio to come and share some insight on what exactly it is you do. Safwo Williams is a graphic designer and a videographer. I mean, she's an all-rounded creative. So, I mean, check her out on Instagram. I think I've talked about Instagram sometime. I'll leave it later in the description. Thank you so much. The next person is Simon Chawe is also a graphic designer. I have so many graphic designer friends. I'm so shocked. I mean, graphic designer friends, creative friends. People who do videography and photography. It's so interesting. So, his message is, Framed Podcast by Joy Tutu is a narration we need in times like this. The narration grabs my attention and relaxes my mind. The pause, the tone of voice. Oh my God, I'm so far. Oh my God, I'm hyperventilating. Oh my God. Okay, all right. Behave yourself. All right, The inspiration is really helpful. Wow. God damn. I'm confident this is going to have a lot of audience listening. You have a gift, Joy. Damn. Wow. Thank you so much, Howie, for that message. Very touching. I appreciate that. That is so much inspirational. Thank you so much. The final person on our list is, I really don't know how to pronounce this, but okay, I should. Depressed motherfucker. Wow. But you know yourself. So he says, or she says, first time listening, and I loved your voice and message. Wow. Thank you so much. Damn, the sound of the background. I know, right? And a crash emoji. You're wondering, am I depressed or I'm just being paranoid? Damn, I hope not. Thank you very much. Oh, thank you too for listening. Thank you so much. I think she was referring to the plague episode. If you haven't listened to that, please check it out. It's a very great episode. All right, so that is it for our shout out session. If you want to be shouted out, yes, exactly, shouted out, please of course leave us a review. Or also, you can also send me a message on my Twitter. That is TheJoy22. That's TheJoy22 at TheJoy22 on Twitter, and nothing but joy on Instagram. I would gladly read them on the next episode. So that is it for today. Have a wonderful day. Drive safely if you are driving. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you next year and on the next episode. Stay safe, be creative, keep putting out content. Never said that before, have I? I really should have to have like some short stuff to say. But yeah, be creative, stay safe, and keep creating. I'll see you in the next episode. Peace. All right, bye. Jingle bell, rock. Oh, this is the one. Bye.